It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden will sign an executive order regarding the $7 billion of assets from the Afghan Central Bank that are sitting frozen in the U.S. banking system. The money was frozen after it became clear that the Taliban would seize control of Kabul last year. The Taliban, of course, has urged the U.S. to release all of the funds to help them with a humanitarian crisis in the nation. But the New York Times reporting on Friday that the Taliban will not get the money, Biden instead is going to sign an executive order that will designate half of the money to humanitarian relief efforts in Afghanistan, and the other $3.5 billion will be used to compensate victims of the September 11th, 2001 attacks. Finally, a win for Me Too victims. The Senate passed the Ending Forced Arbitration of Sexual Assault and Sexual Harassment Act, which, as the name suggests, bans forced arbitration in cases involving sexual misconduct and allows the victims the option of bringing up the dispute in federal, tribal, or state court. Previously, victims had been bound to closed, often secretive, legal proceedings. This bipartisan legislation ends the use of forced arbitration clauses for sexual harassment and assault claims, which employers had used to limit the legal options employees can take when suing companies. More than 60 million Americans have been subjected to forced arbitration provisions in employment contracts. Earlier this week, the House passed it in a 335-97 vote. The Senate approved it by voice vote. It now heads to the White House for Joe Biden's signature. Well, in case you hadn't noticed, inflation is back. A key measure of inflation climbed to a near 40-year high last month, making the steepest annual price increase since 1982. The Consumer Price Index rose 7.5% over the last 12 months, and Americans felt those price increases across the board on everything from groceries, housing, and furniture to used cars and healthcare. One price that did fall, hotel stays, most likely due to canceled travel plans during the Omicron surge. To fight inflation, the Federal Reserve is eyeing major interest rate hikes. President Biden on Thursday acknowledging the stress inflation has put on American budgets, but he claimed, quote, there are also signs that we will make it through this challenge. In fact, it should be noted that the underlying U.S. economy is quite strong. The GDP grew at its fastest rate since the 1980s. More than 6 million jobs were created during the last year, thanks in large part to the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, passed by Democrats and signed by President Biden. And unemployment is low. Home prices and the stock market remain strong, although the Fed raising interest rates soon will have an impact on both. Adding to the inflationary problems, trucker protests at the U.S.-Canada border are threatening supply chains and creating major disruptions. Access to three border crossings in Michigan, North Dakota, and Montana have been cut off by truckers protesting COVID-19 vaccine mandates and other rules, prompting the Canadian government to send additional officers and resources to demonstrations around the country. For 2 weeks, the truckers have blockaded the downtown of Ottawa and other critical roadways. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Thursday that the blockades are, quote, hurting jobs, businesses, and our country's economy. But the protesters, sparked by a group known as the Freedom Convoy, say they're not leaving until the vaccine mandates are lifted. So have you been watching the Olympics? Perhaps you saw the magnificent performance by Russian teenage figure skater Kamila Valieva. It was her double quads that helped propel the Russian Olympic Committee to win gold at Monday's figure skating team event. Well, now we learn that she was allowed to compete despite failing a drug test in December. It's unclear if the drug test controversy will have the medal revoked. But the 15-year-old skater tested positive for a banned substance before the games began. The International Testing Agency on Friday said it would fight the Russian anti-doping agency's decision to let Valieva skate. The Court of Arbitration for Sport will hold an urgent hearing to decide whether she can compete in the singles event next week. My question is, if the Russian team was suspended from competing in the Olympics because of these doping problems, why are they allowed to compete as the nonsensical Russian Olympic Committee at all? Just asking. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack found gaps in White House logs of calls that the then president made as he watched, reportedly gleefully, television coverage of the riot. Investigators haven't found evidence that the records were changed or deleted, but Trump was known to sometimes use his personal cell phone and those of aides to call staffers, allies in Congress, and confidants. The lack of comprehensive January 6th White House call logs is making it harder for the committee to piece together what Trump said and did during the attack. Just one more sign of the former guy hiding evidence. This Sunday, the Super Bowl begins at 6:30 Eastern Time. The LA Rams play the Cincinnati Bengals in Los Angeles at the new SoFi Stadium. The game will air on NBC. The halftime show will be Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. And this could be the hottest Super Bowl ever played. I'm not talking about excitement. I'm talking about temperature. There's a heat advisory in the area. Sunday's high could reach 88 degrees. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is completely listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.